Begin Perek Hamishi, the fifth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Isur Mizbeach, and the laws of that which is forbidden to be brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon in the Sefer Avodah, which in this Perek the Rambam continues regarding the prohibition specifically, which mentioned the Torah of Tz'or, of leavening with Vash and sweet things, and other things that are forbidden to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach. As Rambam gets Halacha Aleph, Tz'or, which refers to a leavening object, which can make fermented other things, with Vash, which actually, it doesn't mean just honey, but it means any sweet derivative. Asur and the Gabi Mizbech are forbidden to be sacrificed on the Mizbech. Vesur Mecholshim, and their prohibition is even the minute amount. Shem like says in the Pasuk, Ki Chol Sar, which Chol is whatever the amount is, any leavening object, Vachol Devash, and any sweet thing, Loisek Tiru, you should not sacrifice the Vagoyim, etc., like the Pasuk says in Miyikra. Now, Veinachayib, the liability is only Elim Hiktiru and Imha carbon, only if you're sacrificing with a carbon, or Yishem carbon, or this itself, for the purposes as a carbon. And ve'echad ha'maktirim atzmam, whether you're sacrificing themselves, or hamakta tarei v'shlem, or you're sacrificing a mixture of what they're in, loikam, I'll call echad mehem b'fnei atzmam, you're going to get lashes for each one individually, meaning for honey by itself, and the leavening by itself, if you sacrifice them independently. Now, v'mhikta shnei ka'achas, if you sacrifice both of them together at the same time, in loikal ha'achas, then there's only going to be one set of lashes, v'shashneim ne'em b'lav echad, because both of them are said in the same pasuk in the one negative prohibition. Halacha Beis. Now, enough of them kol shu b'ketores. Let's say a little bit of them fall into the ketores, the incense. So nifsal that invalidates the ketores. And if hikta memen b'heichal, and if you sacrifice it from it in the sanctuary on the mizbeach b'nimi, which is where the ketores will be brought every single day, loika, so you get lashes. Meaning, besides for the fact that you're getting lashes for sacrificing the honey or the leavening, the sa'ur, there's another set of lashes for being makter on the mizbeach azav, a ketores zara, a foreign ketores, which is because it's invalid. Now, but the inaktor b'chusim mekizayis, but the burning will only be it's not less than an olive size. The liability is only if at least is an olive size of this invalid keteres. Halacha gimel, helasor or devash b'fnei atzmon la mizbeach l'shem etzim. Let's say someone went and he brought on the mizbeach, the sor or the honey by themselves on the mizbeach l'shem etzim for the purposes of being like fuel of firewood. So pasuk that's invalid, because Shnimit says in the pasuk, "Vela mizbeach lo yal lo reich nechaych." It should not be put on mizbeach as a pleasant aroma, which teaches us lo reich nechaych yatamala. That meaning potter. The words of the Rambam were: if someone sacrifices it as eitzim, then he's going to be exempt from this liability, because Shnimit says, "Vela mizbeach lo yal lo reich nechaych." That the mizbeach should not be brought up as a pleasant aroma, which teaches lo reich nechaych yatamala. You don't bring it up as a pleasant aroma of atamala shem eitzim, but you could go ahead and bring it as firewood. The prohibition is only, like we said, as part of a carbon, or for the purposes of a carbon. Now, a fila hikter davish in the roi laktara. However, if someone's burning something that's not fit for haktara, bidvasha bisar, with the honey or the sar, but hoivum not carbon, but since it is part of a carbon, then like he's going to get lashes. As Rambam explains, Allah Chadal Ketz at house, so what does it mean that you're making it part of a carbon, even though that carbon itself is not really fit for haktara? So hamalim b'sar chatas v'ashem. Let's say someone brings up on the mizbeach to burn from the flesh of a sin or guilt offering, which that's supposed to be eaten by the kohen. Or b'sar kashem kalim, or from the meat of kashem kalim, like a shlam, which is supposed to be eaten by the owners. Or b'shir hamanachas, or the leftovers, the remnants of a flour offering. Or b'sar the leftover, the barley offering on second day of Pesach, or chatas oiv, or from the chatas, the bird chatas, or lechem apanim shtei alechem, or from the showbreads every single Shabbos, or from the two breads of the shuas, or from the leg of oil of the mitzayra, where these are not supposed to be sacrificed in the mizbeach, but still. In contrast, like we said, if you're doing it l'shem etzim, then we said you're going to be potter, because only in the context of carbon of haktara that it's going to be a liability. But here, hamalik hazayis ma'achas me'elu. If someone does sacrifice an olive size of one of these entities, b'chametz or b'dvash, with chametz or dvash, b'ilu mizbech b'ilu kevesh, whether to the altar, whether to the ramp of the altar, like he's going to get lashes. Because alva pisha in kalei l'ruin laktara, although, as we said in the previous halacha, these things are not fit to be burned because they're supposed to be consumed, but hoil him kruim carbon, since they're called a carbon, as these are entities of carbonus, although this part of the carbon is supposed to be eaten, chayv aleim, there's going to be a liability of the sa'ar and the vash with them. Kashnem, it says in the pasuk, carbon reishis takrivo oisom l'Hashem b'gemer, the carbon, the first, should be sacrificed to Hashem, etc., which before that it says over there, Leisek Tirim Emenu Isha L'Hashem, which means to say that anything that's called a carbon is included Leisek Tirim Emenu, which therefore the prohibition of Sa'ar and Devash will apply even to these things that are not really raw laktar. Now, halacha, hey, once we mentioned these things that are not royal like Tara, the Rambam continues regarding other things that are prohibited to burn on the Mizbech. B'chinas lahakta on Mizbech, so it's prohibited to burn on the altar, davar mekol dvar me'elu, from one of these things that we just mentioned, she'inim rum like Tara, which are not really fit to be burned. So besides the fact that we said that Tzara Devash will be included in that, but parenthetically mentioned, now we're mentioning it for it itself, that yeah, these things themselves, one should not burn them if they're not fit for burning. Like say, the meat of a Karmel Chatas and Asham, Shir Menachis, the leftover of the flower offerings, or Kriyatim, things like that, which they're supposed to be eaten. Because Mepiashim Bulamdir, from the tradition they learned, Shakal Davish, Mektsas and Ishim, anything that part of it was already burnt on the fires of Mizbech, like the Kaimitz of the Menachis, which these are the Shiarm of them, or the Emurim, of the Chatas and the Asham, anything what's left over from that, Harishay Rasib about Tektiru, it's left of its remnants, is in the prohibition of sacrificing it. So therefore, this itself is forbidden. Again, besides the Sar and the Vash that would be added, would also be liable. Halachavav. So to Hamakter every behemoth to Meyagam Mizbech. Someone says, burns the limbs of a non kosher animal on the altar, like it gets lashes. Now, although the prohibition of sacrificing is only a derivative of a positive commandment, because it says in the Torah, but Torah tells us to eat from a kosher animal. Torah tells us from a kosher animal to sacrifice it. Now, but if it's not kosher, the inference is what's called lava bo machlala, say, okay, is loy teichel, don't eat such an animal, and don't sacrifice it. So therefore, well, shouldn't there not be lashes? It's only by an explicit love, not a derivative from a positive commandment. Yeah, but still says the Rambam, Kishem shaloik alechila satmeya, but we compare the two of them. They're not sacrificing, not eating. And just like there is lashes alechila satmeya habo mechlal asei, if someone eats a not kosher animal, although it's only derivative from a positive commandment to eat kosher, and the derivative is not to eat not kosher, there is lashes, even though generally not. Like we explained in its place in the second parak in Hilchos Machlokes Halacha Aleph and Beis. Oh, so kach leik alek rabasa. So that comparison teaches us also that we're going to get lashes for sacrificing a non-kosher animal. Now, avlamak of ivrecheya tahira, which is a different excluded carbon. A carbon is only from a kosher behema. So we spoke about not kosher behema. Now, in the other case, if someone sacrificed the limbs of a kosher chaya, of a wild animal, there it's only going to be violating a positive commandment, venuleika, and therefore it's not going to get lashes. Like we say, it's only a lava b'machal ase. Now, minayin shubase, and what do we know? It's a positive commandment not to sacrifice a chaya, but only behema. Because shenem, it says in the pasuk, min ha-behema, from the domesticated animal, min ha-bakar, from the flock, min ha-tzayin, from the sheep, takrivas karbanchem, you should say, from the cattle and from the flock, you should sacrifice your karbanis. Now, ha-min ha-chaya, let's say, the inference is from the wild animals, one should not sacrifice. And like we said, lava b'machal ase, it's a negative prohibition that's derived from a positive commandment, because it's set in a positive context. As saying, it's treated like a positive commandment and does not have lashes. Now, something else that's also forbidden to be sacrificed, which the Rambam explains, is in halacha zayin, ha-goynev oy ha-goyzel. If someone robs or steals, the hikrev ha-korban, then he sacrifices that sacrifice, pasul, it's invalid, and v'kadosh baruch hu soyne. Not only that, Hashem hates him. Krishnemet says in pasul in Yeshaya, soyne gozel ba'ila. God hates that who steals as it replies to a burnt sacrifice. And b'in soch lemesh in miskabel, and if he hates such a person, we don't have to tell you that for sure that korban is not going to be accepted. Now, but if not only did he steal it, but the owner also gave up hope of it, then our carbon kosher, then the carbon is going to be valid. And even if it's a chatas carbon, where not only does it have to be acceptable to be burnt on mizbech, but the kahanim also have to be able to eat its flesh, even there it's acceptable if the owner already gave up hope from that animal that was stolen from him. However, but because of the rectification of the altar, they said, if it is a stolen karma chatas, but if word get out that people know that what was sacrificed was this guy had stolen it, it's not going to provide atonement. Although technically it should work because the owner gave up hope. And the reason is, what's this takana of the mizbech? Is they should lay him that people shouldn't say, ah, mizbech echel gezelis, the altar is eating stolen goods. And for sure, regarding the carbon oila, which is totally the mizbech, for the takana mizbech, if word gets out, it's not going to be accepted. Halacha ches. Someone steals his friend's oila. They didn't steal the animal in Makdash. He stole that guy's carbon that he wanted to bring as an oila. And then he sacrificed it without specifying anything. So in this carbon, the original owners are going to get that atonement because it's that guy's carbon. Now, Allah tests regarding other things that one should not bring as on the Mizbeach is Ema Vim Menachas Unesachim. Continuing on regarding the flower offerings and the libations which are poured on the Mizbeach, We don't bring loy min ha-tevel, not from produce that was untithed. V'loy min ha-chadesh, kreidin lo-imer, not from the new grain before the oimer, the barley offering, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, which permits the new grain. So it's not permitted yet. One cannot bring that grain for the menachas and the nesachim. V'loy min ha-meduma, not which that has a mixture of truma and chulin. We don't have to tell you for sure you cannot take from produce that's from the fruit of the tree in the first 3 years and from a forbidden mixture of a vineyard where other things were planted there in the vineyard. There, besides the fact that it's not fit for the Jew to consume, which the Pasuk tells us it has to be Mamashke Yisrael, you can only bring a carbon from that which a Jew could have, which a Jew cannot have, Maduma, cannot have all these different things, Chadash. But for sure, these which are actually the Shneishi Mitzah Babavera, not only is it forbidden, it's actually the mitzvah coming through a sin. Where Shakadish Baruch Hu Sain, Yakadish Baruch Hu hates that. And Vimhevi, and if someone does bring it, like Niskatru Liyasin Ru like carbon, it's not sanctified to be fit to be brought as a carbon. Avol Niskatru Liyapasa, but is sanctified to be invalidated. And Viyuku Kachim Shenif Salu, and therefore they have a status like Kachim that became invalidated, which then you have to go through the process of redeeming it and then bring its monetary value. Halachiyot, kala menachas, all the flour offerings, imavi naisim menachadash. Like we said, you don't bring it from the new grain, but moreover, in the previous halacha we said before the Eimer, truth is, we don't bring it kodim shtei halechem, we don't bring it before the two bread, karbanis, which are brought on Shavuos, which is the 49 days later, likatchila, initially. Sharinim ben, because it says in the pasuk regarding the shtei halechem, in Vayikra, bikurum lashem, they're the first fruits to Hashem, which means it should be the first carbon from the new grain. But if one did bring it, then kosher is going to be valid because ultimately after at least the omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, which is permitted for a regular person, so therefore it's going to be valid after the fact for a carbon too. Umavin nesachim and amukta, you could also bring the libations from that which is mukta, which is something that, let's say a barrel of wine, which is not designated for drinking, but rather to be sold in the store, which is generally considered as mukta. You're allowed to bring the sachem from that b'yamtiv and yamtiv. The reason why I'm saying yamtiv is because on Shabbos actually there's no problem of mukta, as Rambam explains in the first part in Hechas Yamtiv Halacha Yud Zayin. Now, although mukta is generally forbidden, you could bring the nesachem from the mukta because the whole is only midrabban. It's not an intrinsic isser. It's only that which is dependent on timing, and therefore one could bring the sachem from that. Halacha Yud Aleph, Rambam continues regarding another obligation regarding when you want to sacrifice something. That there's a mitzvah saseh, the Pasuk commandment, limloyach, to salt, kol karbanos, all the sacrifices, koim she'al mezbech, before it's brought on the mezbech. Shneimar says in the Pasuk, al kol karbon chatak melech, on all your sacrifices, you should bring near salt. And ba'in l'chadavish, a kovel mezbech, ule melech, there's nothing that sacrifices the mezbech without salt. Chutz, miyein nesachim, except for the wine of the libation, v'adam, the blood, which is sprinkled on the mezbech, bo'etzim, and the wood. And but there's a kabbalah, this, that the wood is sacrificed without salt, that's from tradition. There's no real verse to really rely on for that idea. And the mitzvah there's a mitzvah to salt the meat very, very well. Like when someone salts a piece of meat when he wants to roast it. He turns over the limb and he salts it all over. Now, but if it was salted just even a minute amount, even just one granule of salt, kosher is going to be valid. Hikr b'lei melech kol, but if it was sacrificed without any salt at all, then like it in the person get lashish, like it says in the pasuk, v'loi sash bis melech bris lekecha, you should not desist from the salt, the covenant of your God, and therefore if one doesn't, he's violating the negative prohibition. Now halacha yibayz, v'av bishalaika, now however, although the person gets lashes for not having salted at all, ha-carbon kasher v'hurtza, the carbon is still going to be valid and is going to be accepted, chutm na mincha, except for the flour offering, sha-ha-melech ma'akab ha-kamitza, where there the salt is integral for the fistful which is burnt on the mizbech. It says explicitly, you should not desist from the salt of the covenant of your God from on your flour offering. And there, it would be ma'akev and wouldn't be valid after the fact. This mitzvah that we're speaking about, that the salt that was used to salt all the karbanas, was mishal tzibur. That was from the public funds. Kamoha etzim, like the firewood, was also brought from the tzibur. And ve'ena yachad maybe melech ha'etzim l'karbanah. The individual doesn't bring his own salt and his own wood for his carbon. Mi beisai from his house. Now, there were three places that they would put the salt. Beleshkes HaMelech, in the chamber of the salt, which is a special chamber in the Azar. Vagabai Kevish, and on the ramp. Uberosh HaMezbech, and on the top of the Mezbech. That is, Beleshkes HaMelech, in the chamber of the salt, Hoyimolchen Oris HaKadoshim. That's where they had the salt for salting the hides of the Kadoshim. Meaning, that's where they would store it. Because actually, where they would salt the hides actually was not in the Leshkes HaMelech, actually was in the Leshkes HaParav, in a different chamber. Magabe a kevesh, and on the ramp, molchan evram, that's where they would salt the limbs. And on the top of the altar, molchan, that's where they would salt hakoimitz, the festival of the flower offering, balabayna, and the frankincense, which was there with, together with the lechem aponim. Umenachas hanisrafes, and on the flower offering that would be burnt, v'oilas ha'oiv, and on the bird oilah.